Well, hello everybody, and welcome to your weekly astrological weather. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Amanda Poole Walsh, and I'm the founder of Astrology Hub. And I am here with predictive astrologer Anne Ortley, who behind the scenes was already telling me that this is going to be a very wild one and that we haven't seen anything yet. So, Anne, let's start with the scale, the intensity scale, 1 to 10. Where are you ranking this?
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
Off the charts. It's a rocket launch week. And really what it is today, tomorrow, Saturn has stopped, which he stopped last week on Thursday, right? He's been at the same degree. Today he stops. And then on October 2nd, Pluto stops. So the 5 days between them, which is this week, is really crazy because both planets are stopped at their point and having a huge fight. Mm-hmm. And of course, Mars is in there, triggering everything. Eris is in there, the goddess of discord, triggering everything. So particular craziness this week. And I have a lot of people that are doing things like going into rehab, going into programs, filing their divorce papers, you know, just not, you know, like all the stuff we've been working on since January, when Pluto was at this point. January, he was there. I made my notes, Amanda. So it was a good little doobie. On January 3rd, Pluto was at the degree he was when he went into the shadow. And then he stopped and went backwards on April 25th. And then today he's back where he was January 3rd. Mm. So in the world news, we had Meghan and Harry appearing and saying, vote. You know, now they're American citizens. And then Harry going, I can't vote. I never voted. I'm like, really? Well, yeah, I guess you're the king. You can't vote for yourself. That makes sense. I never thought of Harry not being able to vote. And then it clears the shadow. Pluto will clear where it is January 24th. So you're back kind of combining June 3rd, January 3rd with April 25th with this week when he stops and goes backwards. I said October 2nd, I think. He goes backwards on October 4th. But you feel it the 5 days. So it's kind of like the two of them stop like together, right? And then Saturn is back where he was on February 3rd, and May 11th, he went retrograde, and he clears his shadow on January 2nd. So he's stopped, but the two of them are stopped like right next to each other. So they're bringing up all the stuff we've been working on, and then Mars is coming along, and he's slapping them. Hmm. He's going, slap you. You have to change what you're doing. So you're going to have people say, you know, it's been going okay, but now I think we need to change stuff. We need to pay attention to what we need to change. And this is your opportunity to go, okay, I hear you. What do you want to change? And how do you want to change it? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing now. We're supposed to be looking at the structures we've created, which are perfectly nice or not so good, or how do they need to be revised? And then we're being asked to figure it out. Now we have into this mess, because it is a mess, and I want you to just think of it as a mess, because that makes it a little easier. Because then you just go, it's a mess. And all your friends that say to you, you know, like, is there something going on in the stars? You go, yeah, it's a complete mess. It's kind of like if you guys did Marie Kondo back when she was saying, yes, clear your crap, and she's, uh-huh, like, take everything out and put it on your bed. And I did that, and I'm like, what the hell am I thinking? You know, like, and then hold it one by one, joy, or throw it away. I mean, like, this is not my process. So a lot of people are having this. Other people are going, you know, this has been a problem for a while and I need to handle it. So I have a good friend who, her stepfather died. There was some stuff with the estate. Her mother's in their 90s. She took her mother home to live with her. The mother ran away and went to the other sister. And now there's all this family drama and she's like, done. And I'm like, you're not done. It's Mars retrograde. You're fighting, but you're not done. So this is like the middle part. There's still more coming. So the idea is, yeah, just breathe, look at it, understand that everybody's feeling very stressed, feeling really picked on or getting hate mail or not happy, and that's the deal. And then within there, your job is to go, okay, back to the COVID clump, because they're both stopped. Saturn, who says this is your structure, Pluto, who says how do you want to transform it, and you're being asked, how do I transform my structure at the same time Mars is going boo, 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 boo. And you're like, oh my. And so you just have to go stop at Mars, stop at Saturn, stop at Pluto, go sit in your bedroom, have a cup of tea, and listen to some happy music. And then let the world. But what's also happening is Venus is going into Virgo, and she'd been in Libra. She'd been in Leo. She'd been all love and light, and she pointed out things last week. There was a finger of God with Venus forming to Neptune and Saturn and Pluto. So fingers of God with Venus and Leo. So everybody think of who a Venus and Leo in their life was in the 20s and kind of go, okay, Venus and, you know, there was a finger of God around, what do you love? What do you believe? What's your heart's path, right? That finger of God. Now she's gone into Virgo. Venus in Virgo is in her detriment because Pisces is exalted or in her fall. She's not happy in Virgo because she's critical. She goes, Amanda, your hair's a little crooked over here. You need to fix it. You know, you're going to just move this far over because you're kind of like at your light. You're blocking there. You got the flowers right. You know, the thing in the front there, you can see your audio there. Maybe you want to move that. That's Venus in Virgo.
Oh, no.
I know. And so Venus, Venus goes into Virgo on October 2nd. That's the day I had for in my head for it. And then Mercury last week, he went into his shadow, right? And he's going to station on October 14th and go retrograde in Scorpio. And then he clears his shadow on November 3rd. Or he goes direct on November 3rd, which is election day here in the States. So Mercury, of course, is now into Scorpio. So in my house, one of my clocks died. The other clock, the minute hand is just hanging at the 30. So I know it's sometime in the 10:30 hour, you know, like it's between 10 and 11 because it hasn't shifted. So I got two new clocks, got a new microwave, and then my blood pressure cuff, which was somewhere here on my desk, I went to do my blood pressure this morning and it went, ew. And I'm like, oh God, a new blood. And I thought, oh no, this is batteries. And I put the batteries in and I got my blood pressure. So battery's running out, your smoke detector's gonna scream, your carbon monoxide detective's gonna scream, and your planets are gonna croak, or your cell phone's gonna die, or some Mercury Scorpio thing where it used to work and now it's Scorpio. So of course, when Mercury goes into Scorpio, he's kind of secret. Right? He tells the secret. He rules secrets, sex, death, taxes, anything about taxes in the news, Mercury and Scorpio, right? So secrets, plans, you know, that kind of thing. So an intense week, two outer planets stationing, kicking our butts. They've been kicking our butts all year. And what's happening? We're back to March. The COVID numbers are going up. The people are going crazy. And then Mars is going whack, whack, whack. And he's in Aries. He's very powerful. He doesn't have to report to anybody. He just does whatever he wants. Mars in Aries does. But the other planets, Mercury's telling the secrets. He's in Scorpio. He's revealing shit. Venus is in Virgo. She's in the mood to criticize. And then the outer planets are saying, you know, we've been talking to you about this since January. What did you figure out? And, you know, truth be told, this is when we fix it. This is when we go, okay, this is how we're going to take action and change it, fix it, or you're going to come up with a plan. You're going to come up with a plan. Okay, what's my plan? You're going to hear a lot of people saying, what's my plan? Let's figure it out. Or, you know, I don't know. And that's what you say to them. You say, well, what's your plan? Because right now it's really intense and people are crazy. So what's your plan? And you say, well, my plan is not to go out. I'm like, that's a great plan. My plan is to go out. Great, that's a good plan. But you want to make the plan because Saturn and Pluto ask you to look at the structures in your life and the power dynamics around them. They ask you to look at the triangles around them because Pluto is always triangles. There's always three, you, another person, and a third person. Or you, another person, and a third thing. People falling off the wagon. People doing their drugs. People doing their... I was talking to somebody last night, she's been sober for 5 years, and she said, well, I've been to meetings every day this month. You know, I've been to meetings every day the last 2 weeks. And I'm like, how can I support you? And she's like, well, I know when I need to go. And, you know, she lives in a house that has liquor in it. And she's like, I'm thinking I need to throw the liquor away. I'm like, I think you need to throw the liquor away. And, you know, supporting her in that, but also knowing this is a week when people pick up and people go, so double down on your meetings, double down on whatever it is that supports you. You know, in my case, this is also a health thing. So last week on Thursday, when I went to the doctor, Saturn in his shadow, he gave me a little lecture. Hmm. He said, this is recurring, only going to get worse as you get older. Hmm. You got to fix it. And the way you fix it, no carbohydrates. And I'm like, but I love my potatoes. I love my pasta. I love my rice. He goes, mm-hmm. He goes, when I eat a cracker for lunch, I can feel the impact on my body. Now, he's a surgeon, so I don't want him eating crackers for lunch. But I'm also like, so he leaves, in comes the guy who helps him and wraps my leg up. And he goes, so how'd it go? I said, I got the no pasta, the no carbohydrates lecture. He goes, I'm like, you know, and no carbohydrates, lose some weight. Otherwise, your foot is going to keep opening up. Go exercise, you know, like all this, because in my case, it's a health and an appliance aspect. Mm-hmm. So my microwave died and my foot will get fixed if I lose weight by not eating white foods. Mm-hmm. But they're my favorite, Amanda, but I'm type O blood. I'm not supposed to eat that stuff. The Maasai in Africa are very thin and they eat blood and milk because they harvest it from their cows and they make this porridge. And they call it going colonial when they go into Kenya and they get really fat. Where are they getting fat from? Eating carbohydrates. So wow. I know this. I've known this since I was in Africa in the 80s. And I'm like, okay, so do I want to be Idi Amin? Or do I want to be a tall, thin Maasai warrior? And, you know, I'm making the choices. But that's the kind of stuff everybody's going to be dealing with. Now, if you're watching it, because some of us, I had somebody the other day, and they're watching all this. And I'm like, be supportive, help them.
What do you mean they're watching? They're watching other people.
Some people are actually, you know, they call and they're a little guilty because they're having a good time on COVID.
Oh, okay.
They're making money. They're having a good time. They're, you know, it's working well.
Life is good.
Life is good and they feel a little guilty because everybody else is having such a hard time. I said, well, the people that are having a hard time, go help them, you know, go work with them. You know, that's what you can do. Or don't criticize them. Like when I was talking to the woman last night, I said, how can I help? And she goes, well, I know the saying, take what you leave and leave the rest. Take what's right for you and leave the rest. Don't take the stuff that doesn't work for you. And I think that's a good plan for everybody this week. Take what works for you. This part works. It's great. This part doesn't work. Leave it behind. Mm. Or isolate it or put it in a box or, you know, in my case, I don't bring it in my house, you know. And if I go shopping hungry, I look at that box of Wheat Thins and I look at the brie cheese and the wheat and I go, And I know if I bring that box of Wheat Thins in my house, I'll eat it that night. But I also can have peanuts and candy and cookies for months because I'm not a sweet or a salty. I'm a carb girl. So I just don't bring it in the house, right? Except when I do. So that's the week. It's absolute nightmare in a good way because it makes
in
you
a good way because it's because what it's sounds like the critical tension needed for us to actually do something about the things that have all come to the surface that have been revealed, all the structures. It's like, okay, it's now time to make a plan and do something about this. And sometimes we need that critical tension to get us moving. I mean, you talked last week about being on the couch. Remember what you said?
Not peeing on the couch. You got to get
exactly.
up and go pee in the bathroom.
Yeah. It was so good. But sometimes
Did you pee on the couch last week, by the way?
No, I didn't.
But
I
every
didn't.
Time you got up off the couch, you thought about it, right?
Yes, I thought about you.
Okay. Memorable stories make a lifetime. Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so some questions. You said the planets, Saturn and Pluto, are stopping right mm-hmm. before they go direct, right?
Yes.
Why do you say that they're fighting? Is that because of Mars? Or is there some reason why these two planets stopping would make it contentious?
Well, when they stop, they both amplify their energy. And they're not friends. Saturn is the father. Pluto is the son. Saturn ate Pluto. He ate him.
Oops.
And, you know, that. And so the mother, when Jupiter came, said, let me take the kid and have him raised away. Then Jupiter came back, punched Saturn in his stomach. Pluto and his sisters got vomited out. If you've spent a couple years in your father's stomach, or who knows how long, I mean, they never tell you how long it took. You're in your father's stomach covered in vomit. Are you a happy guy?
No.
So we're all working out our authority issues where they ate us, or they were abusive to us, or they were bullies to us. Your father eats you? That's not a nice thing, right? So Saturn-Pluto has this bully thing. Now, what happens a lot of times is people look and they say, well, you would do it if you were in charge. And you go, no, that's your issue. You know, I'm in a thing, and this woman said, well, I think we need to make a vow that everybody is not going to, we're not going to release nasty emails with what we said about each other. You know, like if I say something nasty about someone, you're not going to release an email about what I said. Hmm. And I'm thinking, release an email? I mean, that's not anything I would do. And I looked at her chart, and I'm like, oh, that's what you're doing. Right? Wow. So people are coming from their wounded space, or coming from, well, I would do it if you were, you know, no, I wouldn't. And just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's what my mother always used to say to me. You can, but should you? Saturn's a should word, right? But Saturn, Pluto, when they're meeting like this, and stopped, and within, like right next to each other, and Mars is whacking Saturn, the father, and then Mars is gonna go whack Pluto. You know, Mars is carrying the trash. Mars is bringing the story. He's saying, you know what they said about you? You know what they did to you? You know, you see what they did? And Mars is very provocative when he's retrograde in Aries. He's also very passive aggressive. So he does passive aggressive things. So there's that energy, which we really, really want to watch, because we are feeling like I have to take some kind of action. You want to honor where the person is, and you're going to find you want to go in, and then you want to sit back and think about, really, what's my strategy here? What am I actually trying to accomplish? What is my goal? What is my purpose?
Yes.
And then when you feel that rise up, you want to go, maybe I need to take a breath. And, you know, it was end of the night. I was tired. I shouldn't have done it. And I wrote her an apology. But you get triggered, you know, and so you want to kind of just know this week is so triggering and so much about, well, you know, and you want to kind of go, yes, I know. And is that mine or is that yours? And how do you want to use it? And so I apologized. I mean, I apologized after I sent it with a little ha ha. And then I went, Ann, not nice. You know, you love this woman. And really, you know, this is something you need to be a little more grown up about.
Right. And when you were speaking, I was thinking about my children and how when they come and they go, well, she started it.
Yes.
Or it's like it really doesn't matter. It is a perpetual loop.
Yes.
It has no positive outcome ever.
Yes.
So the only way to stop it is to opt out of the loop.
Yeah. There's three things. You can fight, you can control, or you can have choice three where you go, I'm going to take a different approach to this because you are going to find you're triggered, or you're going to watch people be triggered. They're going to call you and they go, you know what she did or he did. And you're going to go, okay. And remember, it's always a dance for two, you know, like when you were a little kid, you know, there were three in our house. So the one that was in the middle in the back seat, get out of my side. You're in my seat. You know, especially when they made those seats with the lines. Like, you know, my brother would get forced to sit in a seat this big, you know, because my sister would always get the front seat if it was just mom and us kids. She was fast and she always got the front seat. And I'd be like, I'm the oldest. I should get the front seat, you know. Like, but that's the, and remember, Mercury's in Scorpio now, so everybody knows exactly what to say to be mean.
Just to get you, the little
stinger. Remember, people go, what's the Mercury? I said, watch what you want to say this week.
Right. Yeah.
Because Mercury went into Scorpio and everybody's going to be like, oh, really? Okay.
So, Anne, in the beginning of the year, we were talking about how we were in a process very similar to a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Would you say with Saturn going direct now? after it was Saturn direct, Saturn retrograde, Saturn direct, that we're in the third pass of the Saturn story.
We're starting the third pass.
Yeah. We're starting the third pass of the Saturn story. And you've
and
also
the Pluto, and the Pluto story.
Both of
and
them.
And the
okay.
Jupiter story. All three of them. Third pass for all three.
Amazing. So basically, what I've learned from all of you astrologers is that first pass, you're learning the lesson. It can be really hard. Second pass, you have an opportunity to kind of redo it and learn some things. And then third pass is about integrating and really coming forward in a very different way than you would have at the very beginning,
yes.
Integrating all the lessons. So we're entering into that third pass phase, right?
From Saturn and Pluto's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But from Mars' perspective, who's, you know, beast.
We're in pass two, right?
We're in pass two, where Mars right. is going, you thought this was going to solve it, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really going to work. Opening square, crisis of how we're going to handle it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mars is going, yeah, that sounds good in theory, but let's see how you do it.
Mm.
And so he's going back over them and whacking them just as they go, well, I think this will solve it.
Right.
And he's like, not really. So they, you know, they get whacked by Mars going backwards. So everything from July 25th to September 9th that you thought solved it, and that's when, you know, my foot was opened. Now it's, well, you really want to solve it, and you need to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know what to do. We're going to fix it this time. But you want a long-term fix? You got to change some behaviors, right?
Mm.
So it's kind of a swirly mess. And then the other part, to your daughter's example, well, she started it, but what did you do to provoke it? When my sister would go complaining to my mother, ain't that gonna end of this? My mother would say, what'd you do to start it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot of times she came over and did some obnoxious thing. So mm-hmm. I would whack her, because I didn't generally whack people unless I needed to, you know?
Right.
But, you know, so it's that, you know, like, or you know how like you punch them and then they punch back and the kid that punches gets caught and the one that started it doesn't? It's that kind of thing too, right?
Right, exactly. The louder one is the one who usually gets in trouble.
Yeah, that's when you turn around and catch them. You start hearing the screams in the living room.
Exactly. So, yeah. Anne, instead of whack, could we also think about it as like energizing, like bringing that critical tension?
Or, I would like to say yes, Amanda, but these are planets of war.
Mm-hmm.
So it does bring critical tension. It's going to be hard to not do it. You can sit and go, well, logically, I get what you're saying. I totally hear you. I appreciate what you're saying, but I don't. You know, you're gonna wanna mm-hmm. go in. And it's okay. You know, it's not so much this next couple days, because this is Pisces moon. But mm-hmm. when that moon hits Aries later in the week, yeah, everybody's emotions are really gonna be challenged. And
yeah.
then when it gets Taurus, and then when it hits Gemini, it's a crazy week. And so you wanna just be like, all right, you know, this is just a week we should, you know, not pretend it doesn't exist, but just watch everybody, you know, running at crazy speeds. And when, if they run towards you, catch them. I mean, we actually had Joe Montana tackle someone who came to try and steal his kid, and his wife pried the baby out, and not his kid, his grandchild. An intruder came to try and take the kid. And you know, he's Joe Montana. He's the football guy, right? You know, and you know that sometimes you got to pull the kid.
Yeah.
You gotta, you know, and then she left, but it was kind of like, you know, when I see those stories in the news, and you know, astrology is political in the sense that the news reflects. So the other thing is tune into what story you're paying attention to on the news, because that's the story that your chart is hooking into these energies on, right? Like you notice this, you didn't notice that, somebody brings it to your attention. Well, that really wasn't something you wanted to pay attention to. But I happen to like Joe Montana, you know, so I noticed that
I like
story.
Yeah.
So you want to also watch what you're hooking into, because that is how the universe is communicating to you and asking you to pay attention.
So, Anne, that goes beyond the news. There's some people that don't watch the news.
But that would mean watch the news, your life.
So it's conversations that are coming, like things that you're storylines that you're finding yourself in whether
yeah.
it's stuff with your family or your lover or whoever, it's that storyline.
And because
okay.
it's Mercury in Libra, you can hear from two people. You can hear this side and that side.
Right.
And then now Mercury's in Scorpio, so you have to think about, well, what do I want to do? But both sides are weighing in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it can be people in your life. You know, you're hearing about your friend's divorce.
Right.
And whatever. And it brings up your past divorce, or it brings up, you know what you need to do? You know, I did a reading the other day, and a woman, you know, called because she'd gone to another astrologer who said her husband was cheating on her. He's going to run off with all the money. And now I happen to know that astrologer, and I happen to know that's what happened to her.
Oh.
No. She totally put her stuff on that woman. So I kind of went, well, you know, this is, I think, how this is going to happen. And we'll see what takes place, you know. Mm. So, you know, you want to hook in, because I never had anybody run off with my money. So that's not a hot button for me. So my ability to look at it is a little different than maybe that other astrologer who had, you know, lost everything. Mm.
Mm. Okay.
So it can be, if you're not watching the news, it's in your local story, because the universe is trying to teach you through the experiences. And also, you want to look at where the Capricorn planets are in your chart and where the Mars planets are. So in my case, Capricorn planets are in my my 12th house, which is appliance and health and, you know, psychological stuff, and my spiritual purpose. So I'm being told how I'm supposed to do my spiritual purpose. I'm paying attention, even if I don't like it. And I go, I don't really want to do it that way. Like, well, is that helpful, Anne? Yeah. You know, all right. Anne's got to figure it out. And then Mars, you know, what's of value to me? Because it's in my what's of value to me house. So I have to go, what's of value to me? And is it worth arguing about this? Or is it worth, you know, making a plan and figuring out how we're going to do it?
Right.
So I know that's what I'm supposed to be listening to. Even if I go, so everybody watch where it's coming at you. You've been living with this COVID clump since January, people. You should know what the aspects are. You've been having Mars whack it since July 25th. You got whacked all August through into September. That's your wake-up call. Now he's whacking it part two. And then he'll whack it a third time when we get to December. But Saturn and Pluto think they know what they're doing, right? They think they have a plan. But they're getting whacked by Mars this week, so they're going to really decide, is that really the right plan to have, or should they have a different plan? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So Saturn and Pluto are going forward. They got it, but the Mars is still working out how to make it happen, if that makes sense.
So technically, people could make a list of the storylines, because we basically know what they are right now. You could make a list of your storylines, and you can look at what structure is wanting to be transformed within those storylines. You could look at the way you've responded in the past and consider new approaches that might be more effective and helpful and useful. And it seems like that would give us a lot of content to work with.
Yeah.
And then would you say that this Venus in Virgo, I know it may create a tendency for us to be overcritical.
She makes great to-do lists, too.
What'd you say?
She makes great to-do lists, too.
Right. Exactly. I was going to say, like, can't she also help us look at the way our daily structures and the routines in our life are either supporting or detracting from the things that we actually value?
Yes.
Like, in your case, you value your life. You value your health. So are the actions you're taking you closer? By the way, spiralized zucchini is really good. And I know it sounds not that great.
But I have a spiralizer.
And it's great.
I especially like it with pesto sauce.
Exactly.
But Amanda, last week, you know, Venus was in Leo. You know, so that's my seventh house. So I'm like, I worked hard today. I can order in food. Now, I have a whole friggin' refrigerator full of food.
No.
But it's not made. It's like, well, I'm tired, it's 10 o'clock, or, you know, so I've got vegetables in there. And when I hang up with you, I'm going to go make myself some mushrooms. I'm going to make myself some stuffed peppers. I'm going to go cook the eggplant.
Good.
But what I do is, when it's Leo, I'm like, but it's New York. There's 18,000 restaurants. I can order in.
Yes.
But the Venus in Virgo goes, and...
Good.
You have all these vegetables in your refrigerator. Maybe you need to cook them.
Right.
And I'm like,
So it's more practical. It's more tangible. Yeah. It's more like, okay, start doing that thing that you said
yes,
you were going to do.
You got it. Yeah. And that is the energy. And it just shifted, thank heavens. And of course, I got the finger of God lecture with, you know, you need to do something, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That was on Thursday. And that was when the finger is still finishing. It doesn't finish until the last aspect of the finger is the 28th. And then it goes into, okay, now what are you going to do about it?
Question. Yeah. You said at one point, and my notes are a little scribbly here, but you said something about letting the world kind of like calm down. And then, so instead of going into some of these real triggered places with people and with yourself, instead of like going in and aggravating it, to kind of do that, like, okay, I see everybody's triggered. I see I'm triggered. I need to take a timeout. I need to let them have a timeout, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. How long are you seeing that really explosive energy? 10 days? 10 days from now? Okay.
10 days, 5 days after October 4th, so October 9th.
Okay.
10 days.
And how does last week factor in? Because last week you said we were off the charts. And so is this really a 3 week period and now we're in week two and last week was week one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But what happens when an outer planet, any planet from Mars on, they basically stop and they sit at the same degree for 5 days and 5 days after. So they kind of get to the degree and they park there. Kind of like somebody double parked in a, you know, block in your way. And they kind of sit there. And you can honk, and they're like, I'm not moving. And you can honk, and they're not moving. And then they slowly pull forward a little bit. And then you get to kind of, but in this case, there's two car stops. So when you get past the car stop, you get to the garbage truck. The delivery van and the garbage truck, they're both blocking the street. Mm. And to your point, you know, and this is hard, but a lot of times helpful is, you know, asking the person, you know, because I like to tell you what I think, right? You know, but asking them what they think, because they actually know. They actually know why they think it. And then querying them a little, you know, and say, well, why is that? Or where is that from? Or mirroring it. Oh, you're really upset. I'm really upset. You're upset. Yes, I'm really mad. Mad. And it sounds stupid when you do it like that, but it really works because the person feels heard. And you reflect back the emotion to them. And then they go, well, maybe I'm not so mad. Maybe I'm just really frustrated. Yeah, really frustrated. And then they go, yeah, I'm really frustrated. But, you know, you open up the opportunity for them to express. And then out comes what's really going on. Because you created the space rather than looking at them and going, don't be mad. Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm saying to you, you know, you're going to watch it. You know, you don't say to them, don't do that, because that's Saturn. And they need to go into that space, do the work, transform, because that's what the Saturn Pluto is. So when we talk the butterfly business, this is the hurricane. This is the you know, the tornado coming through the bushes. So the little guy's in there and he's waving around, he's in the cocoon, he hasn't hatched yet, but he's like, oh my God, am I gonna be blown off the tree? What's gonna happen to me? That's the energy of this week. So we're getting ready to hatch, but man, there's a windstorm. So hang on and just go, all right, you know, I'm gonna honor that there's a big windstorm right now. And then then the wind goes away and hopefully we continue to hatch. But it also is because these are very intense aspects, check in on your depressed people, check in on your alcoholic drug people, check in on your people that have PTSD because they're going through hard times. It's a very, very intense week. And anybody who has a Saturn-Pluto aspect in their chart, craziness, just know that this is really activating your Saturn-Pluto aspect. Anybody that has a Pluto-Mars aspect, anybody that has a Saturn-Mars aspect, very activate. And that's sextiles and trines too. I know you go, I have a trine. No. I have a sextile to my Saturn. My Mars sextile is my Saturn. I am out of control. And I know it. So I know what I need to do is go chop some vegetables, be careful with the knives, and hook up my new microwave and do my positive Virgo, throw away some stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I spent a little while this morning cleaning the cat litter box because I knew I needed to go do some Pluto because I was feeling, and I needed to not watch the news this morning because I was feeling, and that's also, you know, self-care is really important. Cleaning the litter box, very satisfying. Max came in and he's like, thank you so much for my clean litter box. Mm. I'm like, you're welcome. you know, like focus on the things you can take action on. Mars square Saturn Pluto.
Yeah.
And my cat sitter 2 weeks ago, when she was babysitting when I was on vacation, she said, you know, you need a new litter box. And I'm like, so I looked at it today and I thought, yeah, I need a new litter box. So that'll be part of my Mercury retrograde story too. A new litter box for the books.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we got a lot.
A lot to do. It's a hard week, but it's a good week. It's clarifying. That's really what the key word, clarifying.
Clarifying is good. I mean, I feel like a lot of this year has been challenging in the lack of clarity.
Yes.
You know, as things are happening, it's like, there's been so much fog and so much lack of clarity. So
yeah.
Clarity is good because then you can take action in the direction that you need to go.
Right.
Okay.
And last week when Venus was in conjunct Neptune before she went into the COVID clump, she did whisper to you, what's your dream that you want to have come true? And so she said that first, and then she came into the Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, and she said, and then this is your reality. So how are you going to adjust your reality to make your heart's dream come true? So a lot of people this week, you know, that I know of in my practice are making steps towards, this is how I make my heart's dream come true. I want this. For me to get this, I need to do that. So there's a lot of committing to whatever. But then just remember, there's a full moon. When the moon goes into Aries tomorrow, right? When's it going to Aries? There's a full moon. So we have on top of this, when we, you know, you and I talk about those mean, the weekends being hard, the full moon's on Thursday. And it's an Aries Libra moon. And, you know, so it's...
Okay, so we have change in structures. How do the structures in our lives, the structures, if we have ways to influence the structures around us, how do they need to be revived?
Mm-hmm.
This is a time where it's going to feel messy, like everything is out of the closet, Marie Kondo style. I love her. She's so adorable.
I know, she's but, so cute.
Yeah, she is.
Watch her, you know, she goes in on that TV show and they, you know, and they all like, you know, you can just see, I mean, they look like I feel. And you're like, do you want me to go through my garage and throw away things? And she's like, yeah, she'll feel better when it's done.
She does. And you know what? She elevates the whole entire process with just the way, the energy that she goes into it, the way she creates a sacred space to clear out the clutter in your house. I mean, it's revolutionary and it makes people happy. She's inspiring.
It does.
People, my daughters, when we were watching that show, they were sitting around folding
their shirts,
all their shirts and their underwear and the things out of the drawers. It was like, it's like Marie Kondo can stay. She's inspiring this in people. This is really beautiful. Okay.
And that's actually a good positive use of the Venus in Virgo, all this energy. Go watch some of those TV shows with her and do some Marie Kondoing in your house.
It's yes. A great call. She also has good books. So there's other ways to get... it's Marie Kondo. If you haven't checked her out,
she's K-O-N-D-O. Yeah.
K-O-N-D-O. Yeah. She's really amazing. Okay. So watch Marie Kondo. Yeah. It's on Netflix. My Virgo.
Positive version.
Okay. Yeah. That was my Virgo making noise.
My Virgo. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, Sophia. She's beautiful.
Okay. So then we also have Mercury going into the shadow. So there could be like electronics.
Well, he already went in last week.
He's
in the shadow.
Okay. So Mercury's in shadow.
Went in last Thursday. Yeah.
If you have things you need to take care of with your car or your computer or any of your electronics or any of your communication devices, anything like that, take care of it.
Back it up, baby. Back it up.
Back it up. Okay.
This is when they die. Yeah.
Okay. What did
Scorpio,
you figure?
So they die. They're not coming back.
They die.
No, I had a friend. She was driving home. She was out on vacation visiting her mom, right? When her mother's like 97. And she got Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pepsi. And she had her phone. And somebody stopped and she stopped. And the phone and the Pepsi went on the phone. And that was it for the phone. And, you know, as she said, Mr. Mercury ate my phone. And I said, Mr. Mercury ate your phone. So then I said to her the other day, I said, so were they able? She goes, no, Ann, it was bathed in soda. It was really dead. I'm like, okay. You know, so she lost stuff, you know, particularly her cat purring. She had a cat who was really lovely, Emma, and Emma passed. And she had Emma's purr on her phone. And that left. And so I said, well, maybe it's time for a new cat. She goes, not yet. I'm cleaning my apartment. So, you know, I'll tell her to go Marie Kondo this week.
And what would Scorpio's lesson be in terms of death?
Well, the issue with Scorpio is Mercury in Scorpio, and depending on which way you want to go with this, he either goes to that retrograde Mars in Aries, or he goes to the Pluto stopped. So he's reporting into them, and he's bringing their messages to you. So when Mercury comes to you in the form of a powerful person and says, I think we need to change something we're doing, you want to kind of go, okay, Mercury, I hear you. You're the one in power. You get to say what we're going to do. And then Mercury is answering to Mars retrograde in Aries. So Aries is going to go, all right, now how do I get that in without really getting it in? You know, because Mars is going to try and work it somehow, right? So depending on which one Mercury's answering to, when he's Pluto, he's saying, "This I'm in power, and this is what these are the things I want to have happen." When he's answering to the Mars, and remember, Mars and Pluto are in a little bit of a, you know, how are we going to do this? When he's answering to the Mars, he's going to say, okay, I'll change, wink, wink, and then he will, but he won't. You know, so if you want to kind of watch it, because it's a dialogue, you know, and Mercury and Scorpio goes, I get what you're saying. I totally appreciate it. And then he goes, so what are we going to do? So that energy is very, very strong, very strong. So depending on who Mercury's report, because he's got two bosses, right? So you want to kind of see, you know, all right, I'm reporting to this guy or I'm reporting to this guy. What's the story? And the issue, of course, is he's in Scorpio. So he's going to go back into Libra as part of his journey back to last Thursday. And then he's going to come forward again, you know, into the, he stations direct on November 3rd.
Okay. The intensity of the New York background sounds today is perfect for the week. I mean, we've never had so many background things in New York.
Mars and Aries. I live near a hospital, but that was actually not, that was the police, that last one. But I'm kind of inured to it because it's, you know, it's my sound effects.
Yes.
And I do, when it's in a reading, I often say to the person, well, the ambulance agrees with me, you know. So.
All right. So we have structure and power dynamics. So anywhere you have triangles around things happening, also two sides of the perspective, you know, getting the opportunity to see both.
And really, the more in that two sides, which is the important thing for you to focus on? Because that's the duality. Because there always is. It could be the fight. Well, they started it, but you hit them back. Yes, but they, you know, like that, like understanding that both sides have a valid point. How do we work with that? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Doubling down on what supports you. So your self-care, this is a really good time to really, really, really prioritize that and do the Virgo thing where you're making your list of all the things that you can do and actually scheduling it in, like put it down in your calendar so that you don't find ways to skip out on that, which probably with the intense emotional things happening, it would be easy to just go, well, I'm just not going to do it. But then it's just going to be that slow snowball effect where then you don't do the things that take care of yourself. And then you're even less able to respond or come at things from a place that feel good.
Yeah. And the other part of it with the going backwards, like, okay, so I'm going to make the stuffed peppers, but I'm not going to make them with rice. I'm going to make them with quinoa. I don't really like quinoa, but I want to use up the stuffed pepper, you know? So it's like, all right. And then I go, well, you do have some rice in the refrigerator. You could use that last rice. And then you go, now, Ian. And so it's really watch for that. Well, do I really have to do that? Yeah. And then you go.
Well, and do I really have to do it? And the yeah feels so Saturn to me. Because it's like,
Saturn.
Yes, you really have to do it. Yes, you really have to grow up. Yes, you really have to take responsibility. Yeah. Yes, it's time to mature.
Yeah.
It's like, step up.
Step
it's time.
Up and do it.
Yeah,
it's time.
Exactly.
You're responsible for your choices, your actions, and your behavior. And you know if you do this, that's a problem. So don't do it anymore.
Exactly.
Or do it and face the consequences. Right. They both work.
Right.
You know, exactly. It's like, yeah, what are the consequences of my behaviors? And that's really, this is consequence week.
Well, and what's interesting is I'm finding that the energy ricochets back so quickly. It's like, it's so obvious. We don't, in this part, I was going to come to your clarifying point. I mean, it's so obvious the things that we're doing that aren't working, because it's just boom, right back in our face. And reality is showing that so quickly, which in some ways is painful. And in also other ways is, it's like, okay, thank you. Like, thank you for it being so obvious to me what is not working, what's not serving anymore.
Yeah, it's a very fast feedback loop, because the planets are in cardinal signs. So cardinal signs are the season ingresses, when we go, this is the beginning of spring, summer, fall, winter, and they don't get messed around with. So if you think of your Aries, your Cancers, your Libras, and your Capricorns, they get stuff done because they're cardinal signs. So we have Mercury last week was in a cardinal sign. He just shifted. Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter, cardinal signs, Mars in a cardinal sign. So they are all action-oriented stuff. And this week, Venus goes into a mutable sign, so she can change things. So maybe I won't order in every day and I'll eat the food in my refrigerator. And and Neptune's in a mutable sign. Mercury is in a fixed sign. So Mercury's like, I talked to you about this last week. Now I'm going to make sure you pay attention to it. Because he's talking to Mars, and if you don't pay attention to, or he's talking to Pluto, and if you don't pay attention to it, then he will bring it to your, and remember, it's a retrograde. He's not retrograde yet. He's in the shadow. So anything that came up since last Thursday is for you to pay attention to. And then when he goes retrograde on October 14th, he says, okay, now we're going to resolve that story. But it is Mercury in Scorpio, so it does kill things that Mercury rules, like computers and cell phones and, you know, Pepsi on your cell phone in the front seat of, in the plants, when they all fall off the front seat and they land in the thing on the bottom, you know, it's yes. called the driver pit or the yes. passenger pit.
Yes. All right. So a good week to check in on people in your life who are
anybody that's depressed. And you may find you're depressed, you know, right. You may just be like, I am so depressed. And that's totally right for this energy, or so blocked, or don't have a vision of where I'm going. I don't know where I'm just so stuck. When you hear people say that, you're hearing them talk about the planets that are stopped. Mm-hmm. And that's the area that their COVID, you know, if you look at their chart, that's the area that the transiting COVID clump is in, because they're feeling stuck. Mm-hmm. And you hear that and you go, I know. And it's not going to be better until the 9th. You'll feel a little bit better then, but just not a week on planet Earth. The good thing is it's transits. They go away, but they do want you to restructure what you're doing. So when Pluto or Saturn comes to you and says, gee, we need to make a change, you need to listen and honor that that's important to them and, you know, what you want to then do on your side. Right. And there where we, that's where we have, that's where the beauty of astrology comes. It says, here's the question. And then you have to say, okay, I have free will here. What do I want to do? And how do I do it, but do what I want to do? Or do I completely comply? Or do I go my own way? You know, so that's where we get the choice. And so I'm encouraging all of you, because everybody's incredibly strategic right now, because Mercury's in Scorpio. I'm encouraging you to look for just a little, maybe kind of go like that a little. If you want, or you just go, okay, I hear you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had a boss who used to say, why are you asking permission? Just do it and beg forgiveness. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, just do it. Don't ask permission, just do it. I'm like, okay, that works. I'm good with that. So then when I did it to him, I said, okay, I'm begging forgiveness. And he goes, not with me. And I said, okay. Not with you. I can't just do it and then beg for you. He goes, no, no, no. That's what you do with other people. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense? It's also clarifying week. And then this concept around dreams and maybe listening to that whisper that might have started for you last week, but mm-hmm. little whispers of what it is that your heart really wants for you next.
Neptune is squaring the nodes of fate. So we haven't really talked about that, but there is a little dream in there, or maybe there's a disillusion of an old dream. And so when Neptune squares the nodes of fate, she goes, so what do you want to do? Now the nodes of fate right now are answering to Mercury in Scorpio or Jupiter in Capricorn. So they're not necessarily clear, but sometimes it's, that's not my dream anymore. Or sometimes it's, you know, that is my dream, so I want to go do it. And both work. Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense?
So,
which we didn't cover because that's the whisper. And that's the music, that's turning on the music and dancing. That's my swimming pool is opening. So I'm like, once my foot is fixed, I can go swimming again. You know, maybe more often than I used to. You know, it's Neptune is, what's the dream? What's the vision? Of course, Neptune also is squaring the nodes, which is why I'm cautioning about picking up.
And cautioning about what?
Picking up bad behavior, you know, going back to, you know, eating drugs. You know, because Neptune, lower form Neptune, rules drugs and alcohol, binging, excess, you know, any excess.
Yeah.
That's why I said double on your rooms, but I didn't say it was Neptune. Yeah.
So it's a messy week. And we're going to get some clarity and we're going to get some direction and that we need to actually move the energy again. Like it's important to actually move it. And so I've been thinking about, doing activity when there's a choice between activity that is a little more passive, like for example, a yin yoga class versus a more like rigorous activating one. It's like go for the rigorous activating one right now.
Go for the rigorous,
sweaty kind of activity at this point and help to move the energy.
It really does. And really understand that that is what wants to happen is the energy is feeling very blocked, wants to move. But it also is because it does want to move, it has a little bit of a, once it breaks through, it kind of takes off quick, right? So do be cautious about that. You know, when Simon Cowell broke his back a few weeks ago, he was on a new scooter, and as he wrote, don't make sure to read the instructions before you ride the bike. And he hit whatever he did, and it took off, and he went down. And that was the Mars, that was the first one. So, it can go very quickly, and Mars and Aries rules ambulances.
I cannot believe it.
Every time I talk about Mars, he sends it. Thank you, Mars, for sending someone coming to the rescue for people. The first responders, Mars and Aries, they're out there saving people all day. But yeah, so it does go zoom quick, right?
So be careful. Wear your helmet. If you're gonna go mountain biking or something, don't be stupid.
Right.
All right. Well, Anne, thank you so much for
being
here.
You're welcome, Amanda. You're welcome.
I'm wishing
and a
all
big
of you.
Hug to you.
Yeah, you too.
And lots of love.
To everybody. To everybody. Everybody needs a big hug right now.
Yeah, we try and do this to make you happy. So that's our job. So hopefully you're happy. And that's good. And if you're not happy, take what works for you and leave the part you don't like. You don't have to eat the Brussels sprouts if you don't want to, you know?
Exactly. Yep. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of our community. If you want to receive a weekly email from me where you get an update on all the different special edition episodes we do in a week, go to astrologyhub.com and put in your name and your email. I'll make sure and get you that email once a week. Also, this is the last week before Rick's Astrology Foundations course is live. So the first module is going to be released on Sunday. So if you want to get in for this live experience, we're doing live Q&As every Friday. Now is the time. So you go to astrologyhub.com/foundations and you can join us for this course. If you want to understand the building blocks of astrology from Rick's perspective, if you do tune into the Cosmic Connection, or if you have studied with him or learned from him before, he's amazing. And we'd love to have you in class. Yeah. And are you going to join?
Even if you know astrology, he is really good to go and do it with. I mean, he's just a brilliant astrologer. So even if you feel like I know astrology, learning from him, he's a master teacher. And he'll give you, you know, when we were talking about peeing on the couch, he'll give you images that stick with you forever, which is
for sure.
One of his gifts. Yeah.
And will both of you share that?
We have a good time. When we're together, we have a good time because I'm always like, what a great image. That's a great image. And he said that to me. That's a great image. I'm like, Rick Levine told me it was a great image. That's so
funny. You and Rick on a panel would be so fun. So fun. Yeah. We'll have to get that.
We can do that. I love Rick. He's one of the best people out there. He's an Aries. I love my Aries. They're like, you know, he's got his son in my second house. He always gives me something of value.
Awesome. All right. So you can check that out again. That's astrologyhub.com/foundations. Okay, everybody, take care. Have a wonderful week. And remember, it's messy. So it's messy. Watch some Marie Kondo and get inspired about messes.
Yeah. Or do, you know, throw away stuff in your house. I mean, there's a good way to use that Venus and Virgo up rather than, and also when she criticizes, it's always helpful to say, you know, that's a really good idea. Why don't you do it? And a lot of times they just want you to do it. And you go, no, I'm not going to do it, but you can do it. And they go, I don't want to do it. So that's the other thing with Venus and Virgo. Give her permission to suggest other people do it. And they can solve or make a plan and solve the problem. You're right. These sirens are really crazy today.
Off the charts.
Off the charts. Mars, baby, Mars.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, take care. And we will see you next week.